Micro 2 CMA. Now, if you have a lot of data inside the subdivision that you can converse about, you don't need sometimes to pull Micro 2. But some subdivisions, there's no actives, there's no pendings. The next logical radius boundary is usually the elementary school. So, or sometimes a mile radius from the subject property. Any case, my suggestion right now is if you can't find something in the subdivision, go ahead and run a report in the similar price point of the subject. When you run Micro 1, you just use the subdivision name. When you run Micro 2, you actually have to add a price range. And you go, well, how do I know the price? Well, you can start with Zillow. It's a horrible algorithm, but if they say 580 for the house, you could run, you know, 500 to 650. And just to say, what are you getting from that report? If you were a buyer looking in that area near the subject property, pull a little higher, a little lower than the subject property, the price point, and see what the report gives you. And it's important that you actually look at those records. And again, agents say to me, oh, this is so much work. I just want to go in as a branding presenter and win it that way. What's going to happen is if you neglect this part during sell or servicing, you'll pay the price. Where they won't drop the price because they're waiting for your marketing to kick in. What we're doing now during the initial phone call will actually serve you during the interview and during what I call the seller servicing cycle. The only reason to pull Micro 2, a CMA report based on the elementary school and their price range, is to make sure that you know, are there seven actives competing with them or none whatsoever? The seller will be very impressed with the fact that you know this information and you haven't even come over yet. All right, let's move on.